In a previous episode, I talked about the return of prosecutorial discretion at immigration court. This is the discretion given to an immigration officer to decide whether or not to enforce the law against a person. For example, if the judge declines to pursue removal actions against an immigrant, he or she has favorably exercised prosecutorial discretion. It does not mean the immigrant is permanently freed from prosecution. It only puts the case on hold. Usually, this action is taken when the judge has reviewed the immigrant's file and feels the immigrant has a good chance to win their case outside the court system. Let's take a look at what evidence might influence the judge to exercise discretion in such a manner. Hi, I'm Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. 1. The immigrant's length of presence in the United States, with consideration given to presence while in lawful status. 2. The circumstances of the immigrant's arrival in the United States and the manner of his or her entry, particularly if the alien came to the U.S. as a young child. 3. The immigrant's pursuit of education in the United States, with consideration given to those who have graduated from a U.S. high school or have successfully pursued or are pursuing a college or advanced degree at an institution of higher education in the United States. 4. Whether the immigrant or his immediate relatives have served in the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard. 5. The immigrant's criminal history, including arrests, prior convictions, or outstanding arrest warrants. 6. The person's immigration history, including prior denial of status or evidence of fraud. 7. The immigrant's ties and contributions to the community, including family relationships. 8. The immigrant's age, with special consideration given to those who are minors or senior citizens. 9. The immigrant's family ties, such as a U.S. citizen or permanent resident spouse, child, or parent. 10. Whether the immigrant is a primary caretaker of a person with a mental or physical disability, a minor, or a seriously ill relative, or the immigrant's spouse is pregnant or nursing. And perhaps most important to the judge, whether the person is likely to be granted temporary or permanent status or other relief from removal, including as a relative of a U.S. citizen or permanent resident, or any other immigration programs, such as the U visa, the Violence Against Women Act, and asylum. No single factor, of course, will determine a judge's decision. Moreover, immigrants have no right to a favorable exercise of discretion. Some judges will be less likely than others to exercise such discretion in favor of immigrants. These issues point to an important factor for immigrants and their families to consider. Going it alone is not prudent. If you're planning to ask for prosecutorial discretion, retaining the assistance of an immigration lawyer without question is in your best interest. Thanks for listening, and remember to always keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.